Welcome to Time for Me Now Weekly Inspiration, Emerging. So let's begin with a metaphor of a flower breaking through its stem. See, the flowering process is part of a life cycle, just as we have a life cycle. But with the flower, once the flowering process begins to take place, there is no turning back. And that is true for us. The flower emerges from the stem to become a beautiful flower. And the beauty is that each flower is different, just as we are. Colors, shape, fragrance, longevity in this flower. So you may be asking, what does this have to do with me or with inspiration? All of us transition through different life cycles. Childhood, teenager, young adult, mature adult. The transition through these phases provides us experiences, knowledge, and life's lessons. It actually makes us who we are today. But take a moment and think, what you did in your teenage years, your college years, 20s and 30s, are these the same thoughts, activities, and viewpoints that you believe or enjoy doing now? Maybe, but perhaps not. These may have been the things that supported you and you had fun during that time, but really don't fit or serve you at this point in your life. These were great experiences. I know I've had a few. But for us, our lives change, our environments change, our views change. So what was once no longer fits or serves our life or our lifestyle. Thus, a new you is emerging, a new direction, a new meaning, and you might not even understand or know that it's occurring. Let's take an example. Do you feel, for instance, that you're out with your friends and you're doing the same activities you've done for years and the same thing every Friday night or Saturday get together, and all of a sudden you find yourself saying, you know, I just don't have fun doing this. It becomes a chore. It's no longer fun. You feel like you might be doing something else, but what is that something else? Let's take a look at some other examples of perhaps emerging. The kids are all grown, you have more time in your hands, and now questions begin to arise. Kids are teenagers and believe that you are just mom and dad with no prior passion or life, but little do they know that you had a career and that you had passion for things in your life. Activities that were once fun and fulfilling, there's no fulfillment anymore. And questions are annoying about, is there more to life? What? How? Or my life is full and rich, and you get this inner intuition, this inner feeling of how do I serve others? I want to make a difference. So emerging can come from many different places for many different people because we're each different and unique. But we all have one thing in common. We all get to the afternoon of our life. Carl Jung has a great quotation and saying of the morning and afternoon of our lives. Recognizing the emerging to the next cycle of our life, which, by the way, is not meaning life is over. As a matter of fact, life is just beginning. Actually, it's a time when life becomes more richer, fuller, exciting, and so full of possibilities. A time of exploration and a time for you now to celebrate the morning of your life and all that you have done to this point and let it go. As the new phase, the afternoon of your life, will bring new meaning, raise questions that need to be explored, and what fun doing that exploration and searching out all the new possibilities. The seed and the stem are the foundation, and the flower is the emerging of the afternoon of your life.